In Pilgrim's Progress, that is, Pilgrim and Hopeful were continuing on their way after they had several experiences. Of course, Christian had left Vanity Fair. Faithful died a martyr's death in Vanity Fair. And he met up with Hopeful. And as they traveled along, they came to a place in the travels, where there was a nice river that reminded them of the river of life and of the hope they had unto eternal life. But the way was beginning to get difficult, and their feet were tired. And just to the side of them, they noticed that there was a meadow. It was called Bypath Meadow, and so they said to themselves, especially Christian, trying to encourage Hopeful, well, I think it is good that we might go aside and that we might take some rest. And so they went into Bypath Meadow, but to their great surprise, Bypath Meadow was owned by Giant Despair, who lived in Doubting Castle. And so Christian and Hopeful, as they lie down to rest, they woke up to the great giant who owned the meadow and captured them and took them unto the castle. And it was there at the castle that they went through many trials and tribulations. And they found themselves in a very difficult strait because they were locked up in a cage and they knew not how to get free. Until Hopeful reminded Christian that he had within his bosom the key to get out of the castle, which was the key of faith. And so they opened the door and escaped the castle and continued on their way, vowing never to turn aside again from the straight and narrow way that they were upon. Now, as Christian and Hopeful traveled, they came to the Delectable Mountains, and this is where we find them now, at the Delectable Mountains. And they will meet some shepherds there. The shepherds' names are Experience, Watchful, and Sincere. And they have many things to say to Christian and Hopeful as they travel along, and many cautions to give them, which we will be looking at this afternoon. To begin with, let's turn to John chapter 10 and verses 11 through 15 and see something of the relationship of the Good Shepherd to the sheep, and how that Christian and Hopeful are reminded at this particular place that there is one who would shepherd them and guide them and lead them along. And so we're in John chapter 10, beginning with verse 11. I am the good shepherd of the sheep. The good shepherd giveth life his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. But we find that Christian and Hopeful are reminded at this particular place in their travels that the good shepherd of the sheep is none other than the Lord of the Hill, the one that brought them this far by faith, the one which has given them rest at times and helped them through many difficulties and has reminded them of the Word of God and the scroll which they carry in their bosom, which is reminding them of the way to eternal life. And so Christian and Hopeful travel to the Delectable Mountains. And so as they do, we find this reading concerning them. They went then till they came to the Delectable Mountains, which mountains belong to the Lord of the hill, of which we have spoken before. So they went up to the mountains to behold the gardens and orchards, the vineyards and fountains of water, where also they drank and washed themselves and did freely eat of the vineyards. Now there were on the top of these mountains shepherds feeding their flocks, and they stood by the highway side. The pilgrims therefore went to them, and leaning upon their staffs, as it is common for weary pilgrims, when they stand to talk to any by the way, they asked, "Whose delectable mountains are these, and whose be the sheep that feed upon them?" And so Christian and Hopeful began to question the shepherds that they encountered on those mountains. The mountains were where the Lord of the hill provided for the sheep, where they might rest beside the still waters, where they might feed upon the green grasses of the field, where they might find the comfort of the shepherd's staff and crook, and where they might be led to the sheepfold and there gathered together and in tents of ease and enjoy the blessings of one who would care for them as a good shepherd might care for the sheep and give their life for the sheep, even as they are reminded that the Lord of the hill did the same for them, that Jesus died for their sins according to the scriptures. And so the shepherds did talk to Pilgrim and Hopeful. "These mountains," said they, "are Emmanuel's land, and they are within sight of his city, and the sheep also are his, and he laid down his life for them." And so as the shepherds began to discourse with Christian and Hopeful, they remind them that this is the land which belongs to the Emmanuel, to the God who is with us. And so they begin to take comfort in those things that the shepherds would say unto them. And it is also reminding to them that as the shepherd observes the sheep, he knows the sheep that are his, and he knows the voice of the sheep, even as the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. But as in every case, some of the shepherds are hirelings. Some of them come in over the sheepfold another way. Some of them try to enter into the sheepfold, but they are really not of the sheepfold at all. In fact, sometimes a wolf might come and might seek to devour the sheep if the one is not careful. And so it is that the shepherds have to be careful about the sheep, and the sheep have to be careful that they are not somehow eaten by a wolf, by a false shepherd. And so it is that that we are reminded in the book of Hebrews in chapter 13 and verse 2 that we all must be aware to consider those that follow. For it is sometimes they are good shepherds and sometimes they are comforting angels. And we find in Hebrews chapter 13, 2, it says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them that suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body." And so it is that shepherds must keep a careful eye and must watch out for the sheep, and also that the sheep must be careful and to give particular attention to the shepherds who guide them. And so the shepherds of the sheep are known as experienced, watchful, and sincere. And they led them to their tents. And so the discourse continues between Christian and the shepherds, and also Hopeful. Christian, is this the way to the celestial city? You are just in your way, replied the shepherd. Too far for anyone to come except those who get here by the right means. And so Christian asks again, is the way safe or dangerous? The shepherds reply, safe for those for whom it is to be safe. But transgressors shall fall therein. And so in the book of Hosea, we read in the Old Testament that it says, who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. And so Christian and faithful are reminded that only those who are walking in the right way, only those who are prudent, only those who are understanding, only those who will receive the experience of their trials and the watchfulness of their prayers and the sincereness of their faith with God shall be led and shall be comforted in those things. I saw also in my dream that when the shepherds perceived that they were wayfaring men, they also put questions to them, to which they made answer as in other places. Whence came you, asked they, and how got you to this way, and by what means have you so preserved therein? But for few of them that began to come here do show their face on these mountains. But when the shepherds heard their answers, being pleased therewith for their loving kindness and tender mercies and trials of faith, which they loved to speak of, and their witness and their testimony for Christ, they were welcome to the Delectable Mountains. The shepherds, I say, whose name were Knowledge, Experience, Watchful, and Sincere, took them by the hand and had them to their tents and made them partake of that which was ready and present to them. They said, moreover, we would that you should stay here a while to be acquainted with us, and yet more to solace yourselves with the goods of these Delectable Mountains. Then they told them that they were content to stay, so they went to their rest that night because it was very late. And so Christian and Hopeful are now with the shepherds. And as the shepherds want to care for the sheep and want to minister to them, they did caution them in those things that they might encounter. Then I saw in my dream that in the morning the shepherds called up Christian and Hopeful to walk with them upon the mountain. So they went forth with them and walked a while, having a present prospect on every side. Then said the shepherds one to another, shall we show these pilgrims some wonders? So when they had concluded to do it, they had them first to the top of the hill called Era, which was very steep on the farther side, like a great cliff which would drop off and would be of great danger to any sheep who came near. And it was very steep in that place. So Christian and Hopeful looked down, and they saw at the bottom several men who were dashed to pieces upon the rocks. Then said Christian, what meaneth this? The shepherds answered, have you not heard of them that were made to err by hearkening to Hymenaeus and Alexander and Philetus as concerning the faith of the resurrection of the body? As we read also in 2 Timothy, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And so as Christian and Hopeful looked down off that great ledge at those who had fallen over and had become the trophy of Hymenaeus and Philetus and had been led aside and had accepted of those things which turned them out of the way and out of the truth of the Word of God, they became much concerned concerning their walk. They answered, "Yes." Then said the shepherds, "Those that see lie dashed in pieces at the bottom of this mountain are they, and they have continued to do this to this day, unburied, as you see, for an example to others, that they might take heed, and that they might not be too high and mighty, or they might not think themselves of great esteem, but they might consider the brink and the great calamity that would befall them if they should fall into a similar error. Then I saw that they had them to the top of another mountain, and the name of that mountain was Caution, and bid them look far off, which when they did, they perceived, as they thought, several men walking up and down among the tombs that were there. And they perceived that the men were blind because they stumbled, and sometimes upon the tombs, and because they could not get out of from among them. Then said the Christian, "What means this, that these are walking so among the tombs and acting as though they are blind and stumbling as though they know not the way and cannot see?" The shepherd then answered, "Do you not see a little below these mountains a stile that led into a meadow? On the left hand of this way," they answered, "Yes." Then said the shepherds, "From the stile, there goes a path that leads directly to Doubting Castle, which is kept by Giant Despair. And these men, pointing to them among the tombs, came once on pilgrimage as you do now, even until they came to that same stile and were turned out of the way. And because the right way was rough in that place, they chose to go out of it into the meadow, and there were taken by Giant Despair and cast into Doubting Castle, whereafter they had a while been kept in the dungeon. He at last did put out their eyes and led them among the tombs, where he has left them to wander to this very day, that the saying of the wise man might be fulfilled, quote, 'He that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.'" Proverbs 21:16. Then Christian and Hopeful being greatly grieved over this, for they themselves had wandered out of the way once, and were in great jeopardy, Christian and Hopeful looked upon one another with tears gushing out of their eyes, but yet said nothing to the shepherds, for they were greatly ashamed of their turning aside. Then I saw in my dream that the shepherds had them to another place in a bottom, where was a door on the side of a hill, and they opened the door and bid them look in. They looked in, therefore, and saw that within it was a very dark, smoky place. They also thought that they heard there a rumbling noise, and as of fire, and the cry of some that were tormented, and they smelt the scent of brimstone. Then said Christian, "What means this?" The shepherds told them, "This is the byway to hell, a way that hypocrites go in at, namely, such as sell their birthright as Esau sold his, such as sell their master as Judas did sell the master for 30 pieces of silver, such as blaspheme the gospel, such as did Alexander the coppersmith, and that lie and dissemble, such as Ananias and Sapphira lied against the Holy Spirit and suffered the judgment of the apostles." Then said Hopeful to the shepherds, "I perceive that these had on them, even every one, and showing of pilgrimage as we have now, they had they not?" The shepherds then responded, "Yes," and held it a long time too. Hopeful, "How far might they go on in pilgrimage in their day, since they not with understanding, were miserably cast away. Some farther and some not so far as these mountains. Then said the pilgrims one to another, we had need to cry to the strong for strength, to the strong one. The shepherds, yes, and you will have need to use it when you have it too. By this time, the pilgrims had a desire to go forward, and the shepherds had a desire they should. So they walked together toward the end of the Delectable Mountains. Now we see at this time that the Christian and faithful had need to put on their perspective glasses. These glasses were somewhat celestial glasses. They look forward by faith to a city and a builder whose foundation is God. But they were having difficulty in looking because they had many trials upon their hearts and many sad grievings where they had turned out of the way, and that these things made them quite uneasy, not knowing if they should make it to the celestial city as they needed to do. By this time, pilgrims had that desire to go. Then said the shepherds one to another, let us here show the pilgrims the gates of the celestial city. If they have skill to look through our perspective glass, the pilgrims lovingly accepted the motion. So they had them to the top of the high hill, which was called Clear, and gave them the glass to look out by faith. Then they tried to look, but the remembrance of that last thing that the shepherds had shown them, wherein there were some who turned aside by the stile unto the bypath meadow and were caught by giant despair and doubting castle, caused a cloudy look upon their hearts. And they could not see very clearly what the shepherds desired them to see, but they caught a glimpse of what they thought to be the celestial city. Yet as they thought, they saw something like the gate, and also some of the glory of that place. Then they went away and sang the song of faith. When they were about to depart, one of the shepherds gave them a note of the way. Another bid them to beware of the flatterer. And the third bid them to take heed that they slept not upon the enchanted ground. And the fourth bid them Godspeed. So they awoke from their dream. The next time we come together, we're going to take them a bit further. And they're going to meet people such as ignorance. And as they do, they will find many things yet to be learned as they look toward the celestial city, and that the waters, the rivers of that water that they must cross. But we'll leave that for the next time that we come together. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Loving Father, we thank you that in the Christian life we do have many experiences and many trials, and that as we walk by faith and trust in you as our good shepherd of the sheep, as the one that might lead us aright and set our hearts and feet firmly upon the ground of faith, I pray, Lord, that we may learn to trust in you with all assurance and say that blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation and purchase of God. We thank you, Father, that we are bought by the blood of Christ. We look to you this day in Jesus' name. Amen.